I read the other day that they redefined internet broadband speed.
Yeah, apparently it's 25 megs now. I've been looking into fiber service from Smithville. They're locally owned, and Smithville's fiber is home to Indiana's fastest internet. Speeds up to a gigabit. That's 1,000 times faster than a megabit.
Wow.
Wow is right. It's time to switch to Smithville.
Don't wait. Switch to Smithville today and get Indiana's fastest internet. For more information, go to switchtosmithville.com. That's switchtosmithville.com.
You've been listening to Chalk Talk on News Talk 96.1 and AM 1370 WGCL. Now let's head courtside with John Callahan and Terry Stoltz.
Oh, back in the, I wouldn't say that, back, back at the Tom McKinney Court on the north side of Bloomington, the Bloomington North Cougars Kittens set to take on the Rice Panthers. And glad to have you along with us here tonight. And again, Terry, looking forward to what hopefully will be a pretty good basketball game against a couple of good teams
hooking up.
Well, I always liked to see some of the, you know, higher echelon teams. I mean, I've watched New Albany and South play already this year. You guys covered a, you know, fifth or sixth ranked Southport last night. You know, it's fun to watch the good teams play, especially early in the year. Against your team, when you know everybody's kind of wondering, how are these guys going to be? We've just got enough new people that we don't know how they're going to play, and that's what's the fun part of it. And anytime I can watch some of the best high school teams in the state, I like doing it, and I think Edensville Rice is one of them.
Well, again, for the Cougars, it had to be a big relief for Andy and the fellas to get their first win of the year, because until you get that first win, until you get off the snide, you don't want to put any additional pressure. It doesn't add pressure to you. You don't want it to, but it always does until you get that first win. And they got a big win last night. It's Conference Indiana opener, and they got it on the road. So that's great.
No, absolutely. I was like I said, I was knew he'd be glad to see you and I here, but I really wanted him to get that win last night because it is a conference game and a road game. Now, let's cover the Cougar court and see how the guys can do tonight.
All right. Again, they are announcing the starting lineups for both of these ball clubs here tonight. And we expect Riley Crean to be in that starting lineup tonight. Now, I look down here, and he's not. So
we were given erroneous information.
We were given erroneous information. But it wasn't anybody from the – it was –
No, it was Joe.
It was – yeah. I wasn't going to say that, but yeah.
I'll say it. That's okay. I'm sure that's what he was told this afternoon. All right.
Coach is allowed to, they can change their mind. It's okay to do that. All right, here
Iris
we go.
Iris Friels is a big young man.
He certainly is. They list him at 6'5", 236 pounds. He'll jump with Musa Jallo. Jallo, a 6'5", 200-pound sophomore. Cougars will go right to left on the radio dial here as we get this ball game underway. As David Morgan in that starting lineup instead of Riley Crean. The tip is controlled by Wrights. And the ball in the hands of Drew Smith. Very smooth player, we understand. He gives it off over to Blake Ruckman. Ruckman, as Friels comes out top, gives it back over to Smith. And now what have we got? A whistle inside.
It's going to be on Friels. Illegal screen.
Well, Friels picking up the first foul of the ball game.
I'll tell you the interesting thing, Sean. Cougars have put Musa Jallo on Drew Smith to start the ball game. And the Cougars are in their typical man-to-man here. And here it is, 1-2-2. Three-quarter court trap.
And they get it across, and now, as soon as I say that, it's stolen by Friels. He gives it to Smith, and now Smith travels with the bell. They're going to call him. I thought they could have called him for travel, but they get him for the palm call.
Whoa.
Or either that or over and back.
Yeah, they did call palm, I think. I think you're right on that.
Kinda,
yeah, that referee, I'm not sure if he knew what
way.
He wanted to call.
And Sean Rutter, he's a good-sized young man, 6 feet, 180 pounds. Lafoon has the ball, and now they get it across, which is Skrimsky. He's double-teamed. Now they give it to Lafoon out top. Now over to Rutter. Rutter out top on the left side. Now to Lafoon. Lafoon over to Skrimsky. Skrimsky with the reverse pass into Rutter. Rutter bounces it once. Try to get a Jallo. No, back to Rutter. Ends up with it. Shot up. Good. Off the glass. Sean Rutter scoring the first points of the ball game. 7:09 mark of the first quarter.
Yeah, North very patient right there. That 1-2-2. Full, a nice defense by Evansville Wrights. Oh, nice pass down to Friel.
Friel double team, puts it off the glass, though. Yeah, he gets it down that low. It's going to be pretty hard to stop him. Quickly the other way. A bad pass by Rutter. It was intercepted by Ruckman. Here we go the other way. Three on the way. Rims out by Ruckman. And the ball was saved. It was Elijah Dunham, not Ruckman, who had the rebound down here at the other end. Or made the steal, rather. 2-2 our score. 6:42 remaining here in the first quarter. Sean Rutter walking it up. And doing that press as we thought they would. Rutter with it out high. Now feeds it over to Morgan. Morgan fakes, drives inside, bounces it off. Jallo with a nice little 8-foot jumper. And Jallo with his first 2 points of the ball game.
David Morgan with a nice kind of jumped into the middle of that zone, took his time, and got a nice pass to Musa.
Smith feeds it over to McHugh. McHugh with a 3-ball, no good. Rebound Smith. Smith fakes, back up. Jallo with a block. Smith got his rebound, back up and in. 4-4 our score in a fast-paced ball game here starting out. LaFoon with it, gets it over to Jastrzemski. Now back to Malik. Malik out high, runs the offense over to Jastrzemski. Three
there
on the
is.
Way from the left wing. Ooh. No good. Ball bounced out of bounds. Last touch they saved by LaFoon. And the ball will go over to the Wrights Panthers.
I don't think that's a bad shot for Holden to take.
No,
I mean, he's
oh no.
wide open. This is a very, very tough 1-2-2. They put a lot of pressure and double team almost anywhere on the floor. North has done a fair job so far moving the ball in and out of it.
But the basketball is that was Dunham. Now back to Drew Smith. Smith dribbles on the left side out front. What do we got? I think we got a push on maybe Jallo or Jastrzemski. It's on Jallo.
Don't like that.
No, I don't want to see him get in foul trouble. Ball into Friels. Friels gives it to Smith. Smith out high. Jallo on him. Smith fakes left, now goes right, drives inside.
Oh, nice.
Nice little reverse lay-in there by Drew Smith. First 2 points of the ball game. Wrights with their first lead, 6-4, to the 5:17 mark of the first quarter. The other way is Morgan. Morgan to Jastrzemski. He dribbles out, now gives it back to Morgan out top. Now over to LaFoon. They give it to Jastrzemski. Now he'll dribble it back out high, and now Morgan, they swing it over. Three on the way by Rutter. Nothing but Jastrzemski cleaning up the garbage inside, got the basket. Nobody there to block out Jastrzemski. Just put it back up and in off the glass. 6-6. 4:52 in the first quarter. They go down low. Morgan tried to steal it. Friel's inside off the glass. Nice entry pass that time by McHugh.
Yeah, that was a nice pass. There's just not anything North can do with Friel's if he gets the ball that low, John.
Morgan with the basketball out high. Sets up the offense. Gives it over to Rutter on the right wing. Now they go into the corner to LaFoon. LaFoon, nice pass to Rutter. Now three on the way by Jastrzemski. Short, rims out, and the ball loose on the floor. Diamond on it was Jastrzemski. Coming out of there, though, was Dunham. Faking a three now as McHugh drives inside, goes low to Friels. No good. Rebound by Rutter. Rutter quickly the other way now to Jallo, and Jallo flushes it.
Yeah.
This is Jallo with a flush. Rutter with the assist. 4 points for Jallo. We're tied at eight.
Almost like Rice didn't like being run on right there. They weren't prepared for North to do that. I think it's the only reason. That's not something Bloomington North's going to do all the time.
Basketball in the hands of McHugh. Gives it over to Dunham. Dunham dribbles with it. Now fakes. LaFoon on him. Stops now at the free throw line. Three on the way by Smith. Good. Nothing but the bottom of the net for Drew Smith. He's got 5 points. And Wrights with their biggest lead. 11-8. 3:35 to go in the first quarter. Steal by Smith. Smith lays it in. Smith now with 7 points. 5-point lead for Wrights. 13-8. Smith the front man on that 1-2-2 press. Rutter with the ball. Now he gets it over to Morgan. Morgan out of LaFoon out high. Malik dribbles out top. Now gives it over to Jastrzemski on the right baseline. Reverses it back over to Jallo. Three on the way. No good. Rutter chases down the offensive rebound, and he is fouled from behind. And the foul, I believe, is going to be on Ruckman. Substitution, Morgan coming out.
Now we got Riley
Green.
Riley
Green in the game. Friels also sits down. And the new face in is Isaiah Dunham. Rutter with the basketball. Gives it over to Lafoon. Way out on the right, out on the right side. Lafoon
nice.
Two guys that got it in off the glass.
Well, that was just an excellent and a very strong move by Malik Lafoon. He split the two defenders. They did not knock the ball away from him. He took it strong and laid it in. Two for Malik.
Isaiah Dunham has the ball. Gives it back out to Ruckman. Ruckman gives it over to Smith. Smith, Jallo still on him. Smith drives inside, forces it.
Oh, my.
He got fouled by Rutter on the drive to the basket.
Nice move by Smith. You said it early. He is smooth. He's sneaky quick. I mean, for somebody that's 6'3", that first step he took right there was almost by the Cougar before he even knew it.
Smith, 63% free throw shooter. Good on that one. Came in averaging 20 points tonight. He's got 8 now. Off to a great start.
I've got him for 10 already. And then 4 for Friels.
And he got it.
Well, anyway, we'll check that. But for a 63% shooter, he just looked awful good on both of those, John.
Biggest lead of the ball game, 5, 15 to 10. 3 on the way, Crean in the corner. Rims out. Rebound pulled down by Smith. Smith coming the other way quickly. Nice pass to Isaiah Dunham, but he couldn't catch up with it. And the turnover gets the ball back to the Cougars.
3 turnovers for North, just 2 for Evansville Wrights. Now they're extending that press, full court, 1-2-2. This is a crucial, crucial spot for North, John. If they don't handle this pressure and they bring it across Musa Jallo.
Jallo, nice move inside.
Oh, my.
He was trying to flush it. What do we got, Travis?
Oh, that's, no. I don't agree with that call. Nice move. Especially if he would have got that slam after the reverse pivot. I don't think he traveled.
Well, the official didn't see it that way.
Of course not.
2:13 to go here in the first quarter. Cougars trail by 5, 15 to 10. Drew Smith out high. Gives it over to Jonathan Springer, who is now checked into the ball game. Now to Ruckman. Now back to Isaiah Dunham. Dunham now to Springer. Springer dribbles between the legs. Now makes his move to the basket. Stops and throws it out of bounds. I think the closest guy to him, that was... that was Elijah Dunham, but he was nowhere close to it.
Well, you know, I don't like that move on the baseline. I mean, you see everybody in NCAA do it, high schoolers do it, and right there is the majority of the times what happens. It's a turnover.
Yeah, you leave your feet. You have nobody to throw it to. Rutter out high. Over to Jastrzemski. He'll fire from 3 and miss that one. He's getting closer to hitting 1. Drew Smith with a rebound. He still has the ball. Gives it over to Ruckman, and Ruckman is now traveling with the basketball.
Well, this is an awful sloppy first quarter, John. Both teams with 4 turnovers already. You know, you kind of expect North to have a few with this press and the double teaming constantly, but Wrights are all unforced as far as I'm concerned. They're just making silly passes. And in a few cases, just trying to be too fancy.
Liam Wilkerson checking in. Holden Jastrzemski will sit down at the 1:28 mark in the first quarter. Rutter across the timeline. Gives it to Lafoon. Riley Crean has the ball. And gets it back outside to Rutter. Rutter, nice. Dribble behind his back. And ball loose on the floor. And now Smith had it. I don't know who he was throwing it to, but there was nobody close to it. Threw it out of bounds. Wasted a good defensive effort by Elijah Dunham.
And the turnover apiece on both. And one was pressure by Evansville Wrights, and the other one was a dumb play by Evansville Wrights. I don't know what he was thinking there. Just threw the ball looking for a fast break. Unfortunately, no teammate was down there.
Riley Crean gets it to Jallo off the glass. No, he hits the deck hard. And he is fouled by Elijah Dunham. And Dunham, good size, 6 feet, 200 pounds, but he's a football player as well.
Yeah, well-built young man.
It's like somebody might have played maybe the defensive backfield. That cornerback or that strong safety. Jallo at the free throw line, a 67% shooter on the year. Hit 10 of 12 from the field last night, 10 of 11 from inside the arc last evening.
Look at his legs. You can see this kid's getting bigger. He is just going to be unbelievable.
He has the same free throw style as his older brother, Sekou.
I tell you what, Sekou better bring it. He's going to be whipping his older brother before too long.
Probably here on Christmas break.
Well, I tell you, I'll still vote for Sekou for right now.
Well,
as he hits them both.
Jallo now with 6 points. Cuts that lead, the Panther lead down to 3, 15 to 12, 1:02 to go here in the first quarter. Springer with it. Out top goes to Ruckman, now swings it over to Drew Smith. Smith drives and gets it back. Three on the way is missed. That was Lafoon that got the rebound. That was Elijah Dunham that missed the three ball attempt. Rutter, across the timeline. That's not easy. Rutter. All right, Rutter has the ball.
We got 37 seconds.
On the way by Wilkerson, no good. And getting the rebound, Drew Smith, but doing a great job of blocking out was Elijah Dunham.
It's a fifth rebound for Drew Smith.
Yeah, preventing Sekou from getting that board. Now Elijah Dunham has the basketball. Rutter's on him. And Coach Michael Adams, now we're under 20 seconds. It'll be one shot.
I think the Cougars would have been well suited to go for one shot instead of that shot by Wilkerson, but...
Well, with the basketball is Ruckman. Ruckman loses the handle momentarily, puts up a little runner, no good. And Jallo with a rebound, no good. He heaves it, wouldn't count. Yeah, it wouldn't count, but he hit it, that was right. Okay, how long is a high school court?
94 feet?
Feet. Probably 90 feet. So that was about an 87-footer that he... hit nothing but the bottom of the net.
Well, I looked down to give him a rebound, and the next thing I know, everybody's screaming.
Well, you know...
The good thing in his case, it doesn't count as a three-point shot, you know, either way, because the buzzer sounded.
Well...
Holy cow.
You know what I would do, and this is just me, if I was in charge, I'd go ahead if you hit that, even though there was no time on it, you hit it, that'd be a four-pointer, okay? Or at the very least, you get a three, even though no time had expired, you'd still get that.
Well, that's not going to happen.
Well, we'll be back after this 30-second timeout. You're listening to Bloomington North Cougar basketball on WGCL. Back at the Cougar Den, Cougars trail by 3, 15-12. Biggest lead of the ballgame for the Panthers has been 5. That was at 15-10. Side out for the Cougars, Malik Lafoon has his hands on the basketball. Jastrzemski has checked back in. They reverse it to Green, now to Rutter. Now to Lafoon. Lafoon drives, now leads it for Jastrzemski. Jastrzemski gives it back over to Lafoon. Lafoon now double team, got to get rid of it. And he splits the defenders, got it to Rutter. Now to Green. Green reverses it over to Lafoon. Now to Rutter. Rutter with a runner, got it. John Rutter, 4 points, and Wright's lead is 1-15-14, 7:25 to go.
Nice penetration by Rutter. Kept his chin on the rim, as Dockich must have said 20 times today in the Wisconsin Marquette game.
Dunham loses the hand. That's Elijah Dunham. He lost the handle. Jastrzemski with it. Now he throws it out of bounds, but they say last touch by Wright's.
Anyway, John, this zone half-court trap is really tenacious. North's going to have to move the ball. And essentially, they need to move some people into the middle of the floor, like where Rutter just got his basket. They need to move Musa Jallo in and out of there and see if they can't. Now they've inverted it. It's a 2-1-2. They're going to switch up a little bit, and now that clogs the middle. Something out front should be available.
Now they get the ball to Green.
Oh.
Green got away with a walk. Jastrzemski. Head fake, now gives it back to Rutter. Green and getting a hand on the ball was Ruckman out of bounds, but the Cougars will retain possession.
Gosh, that's too bad because Malik Lafoon was set up ready for a three. And the ball, guy got a deflection, kept him from getting it.
Green inbounds the ball to Rutter. How many times are we going to say Rutter with a runner? How many times are we going to do that this year?
I don't know.
Have to practice that
one. You better practice it.
Jastrzemski has the basketball.
Skip it. There you go.
There you go. Green, three on the way. Rims out. Tipped in by who else? Malik Lafoon. Nice offensive rebound. Second chance point. And the Cougars, their first lead, 16-15. 6:21 to go here in the first half.
Patience is going to pay off for North. This is tough to do against somebody that's pressuring and double-teaming you all over the floor. But right now, with their first lead, they've proven they can do it.
Actually, that's their second lead. They were up 2-0.
You're right.
That was Friels that just put one in.
And he keeps the ball up high. He's got nice moves underneath.
Sure does. Now quickly to the hoop. Jallo puts up a shot. No, rebound by Elijah Dunham. Dribbles behind his back. And now gets it across. Nice pass inside to probably his brother. That was Isaiah Dunham, and Dunham puts it in. Good-looking sophomore, 6'1", 175. He's got 2 points. And the lead back up to 3, 19-16.
There it is.
Jello inside. Short to the hoop. He's fouled. The basket will count. And he is fouled by Dunham.
That should Elijah be two Dunham. On Elijah, if that is who they call it on. The referees aren't doing a great job of signaling, and whoever's keeping track of the scoreboard for North is right now has not gotten the fouls up there for us. I think it was Elijah.
Jello now, he's got 8. Came in averaging just under 26 points a game. And he missed the free throw. Rebound.
Riley Green.
Tried to get it back out. What have we got? A foul.
He walked, I think. Great rebound that Riley tried to turn, and he stumbled. Kind of lost his feet after he got the rebound. Oh, if he could have just gathered himself and gone up.
Drew Smith brings it across the timeline. Gives it to McHugh. Ruckman. Now Drew Smith has the ball. Smith out high. Driving inside, that is Isaiah Dunham. Shot no good. Ball tipped around, and Jello with a rebound. The other way, nice pass to Green. Green takes it all the way, and knocked out of bounds by Drew Smith.
Aye, aye.
Drew Smith closed fast.
Yes, he did.
Wow.
Wow. The last bucket that Musa Jello got was one where he cut through the middle of the 1-2-2, got it, and went to the hole and was fouled. Unfortunately, missed his free throw. But that's available if they stay in the 1-2-2. That middle is wide open.
Rutter throws it into Lethune. Now back to Rutter. Rutter gives it to Jastrzemski. Nice pass. Rutter puts a shot up. Couldn't get the roll. And Drew Smith with the rebound. That's a nice shot, though, by Rutter. Three on the way. The other way is McHugh, and he got it. First 2 points for Jared McHugh. And we got timeout on the floor. We'll break for a minute. You're listening to Cougar Basketball on WGCL. Well, back as we come to the broadcast, and Morgan turns it over for the Cougars. Again, they had that press. He was double-teamed deep in the backcourt. Couldn't find a teammate. Lost the handle out of bounds. Turner gets the ball back to Wright. And up the other end, Morgan makes a nice play, but he stepped on the out-of-bounds line. But a great play for the young freshman. Getting between Ruckman and the ball, made a nice steal of it, but again, he was on the out-of-bounds line.
Yeah, John. Again, so far stat-wise, North Cougars just not hitting their shots. They were 5-for-12 in the first quarter, but 0-for-6 from three ball. And really, nobody had one that looked like it was going to go in. They've shot a little better here in the second quarter, but overall at 41%, they're going to have to shoot better than that. 6-of-11 for Wrights in the first quarter.
Logan Calvin checked in at that last dead ball. Holden Jastrzemski will sit down. Jastrzemski with a couple of points. Inbounding you all, Isaiah Dunham. It's it into Ruckman. Ruckman out high. Ruckman drives, little runner.
Whoa!
Whoa, nice block by Jello. Well, they wanted a goaltend, but no, that was a nine. That ball was still on its way up. Jello with his second block.
Oh, my.
Had the rebound, gives it now to Morgan. Boy, he skied on that one. Calvin out to Lethune. Lethune drives to the basket, and we got a foul. No, basket isn't going to count. He was fouled as he was making his move to the basket. But that was an impressive block at the other end by Jello.
The defense, actually, you know, David Morgan was beaten on the play. But just out of nowhere, Musa Jello comes and swats it at the top.
Morgan will throw it in, gets it to Lethune, fakes the three. Now a two-point shot attempt, no good. Ball knocked out of bounds. They say last touch by the Cougars. Lethune had a nice look, just couldn't get it to go down. 22-18, 4:17 to go here in the first half. Drew Smith, who's had a big first half for Wrights, walks it across the timeline. Now Green is greeting him, and he just went right around Green and laid it in.
Well, I mean, Riley Green cannot guard him. I mean, I don't know why he's on him at this point. Maybe it's just a switch that happened, but, you know, it's just not a good matchup for Riley.
Well, Lethune is double-teamed. Now got it out to Calvin, and Calvin tried to reverse it over to Morgan. Morgan chased it down. It's Elijah Dunham almost stole it.
Nice.
Now, nice move by Lethune. Slash into the basket. He's got 6 points. And the lead cut to 4, 24-20. Quickly the other way is McHugh. He's fouled going to the basket. I think Lethune got him.
Well, they're lucky lucky this wasn't an NBA continuation, because that would have been and one.
Now, we've seen that on the high school level some nights. Well, they didn't put that foul off either, but that was on Lethune.
Yeah, they've not. That may be broken on the scoreboard. I don't know. Neither scoreboard. I mean, I just think they're just neglecting to do it.
That's harsh.
I mean,
that is harsh.
It is.
Three on the way
is.
By Ruckman. Got it. Ruckman knocks in his first points of the ball game. Came in averaging 20 game time. And the biggest lead of the game, 27 to 20.
Oh, that's getting.
LeBoon is hammered on his way to the hoop. That was a nice look by Jallo getting him the ball, and I think Friel's got it.
Well, that's two on Friel's if it is.
No, they called that one on Smith. I thought it was Friel's that got it.
All right.
At any rate, LeFoon's at the free throw line, 86% on the year. He was 12 of 12 last night. Hit 10 of 10, the last minute 26 of the ball game. Cougars helping to protect that lead and helping to extend it last night. LeFoon got another one. The shooters rolled the bound down.
Touched them all.
Cleaned the top of the rim a little bit. Woo. And they cut the lead to 5, 27 to 22.
Again, John, this is a crucial spot right here for the Cougars. And there
Smith,
goes Drew
right
Smith
around
right around Riley Crean again.
And Smith has been in double figures for a while now. He adds to that total. So Green picks up the foul. Smith at the line, 63% shooter thereabouts. Been there twice tonight, hit both of them, and he's now 3 for 3 on the evening. Lead now 8, biggest of the ball game, 30 to 22. Jallo. He'll bring it across the timeline, leaves it for Rutter. Rutter over to Crean. Crean dribbles out high now, and Smith picked his pocket, but he touched the out-of-bounds line, and the Cougars will retain possession.
They're trying to ratchet it up, John. 30 to 22. It's one of those things where I think Evansville Wright's kind of is smelling some blood here in the water, and they've extended that defense full court again. And North was lucky right there to retain possession.
Isaiah Dunham checks in. Jairus Fields sits down. Rutter out top. Looks like
almost a 3-2.
Almost.
I mean, they mix it up a little bit, move a few people up and down. I love people that can play defense and disguise it like they're doing right now.
Jallo makes his move to the basket. Screen. Now they swing it around over to LeFoon. LeFoon, he got the ball taken away from him by Ruckman. Ruckman still has it. Now he'll drive all the way to the hoop, puts it up, no good. Rebound pulled down by Rutter. Rutter across the timeline, leaves it for Crean. Crean drives, stops, passes back to Rutter. Getting in the way of that pass was McHugh. And the other way, we've got Isaiah Dunham. Dunham leaves it for Smith. Now over to Ruckman. Ruckman with Rutter all over him like a cheap suit. Driving inside is Ruckman, has to go deep to Smith. Three on the way out top, no good. Deep rebound comes to LeFoon. Cougars coming the other way, minute 57 to go here in the first half, and Rutter's going to slow things down.
Pretty early in the year for a cheap suit reference, but I like it because it was correct.
Well, it's really it's the first game of the year for us. I thought I'd just throw it in.
It's just like old times.
When it fits, you go ahead and use it.
Oh.
Calvin put it out high. Now to LeFoon.
Man-to-man defense by Evansville Wrights now, and the Cougars recognize
LeFoon
it.
Leaves it over to Crean. Now back out to Jallo. Jallo makes his way, and Smith takes his pocket. Smith has the ball, takes it right at Jallo, and what are we going to hit? It was all the block. Jallo didn't get there. In the eyes of the official.
Well, I'm...
Which I would tend to agree on.
No,
that one.
I agree with him. And that's two on Musa. And with a minute 20 to go, I think you're down 10, could be 11. You hate to take him out right now, but you can't let him get the third. So Andy's got an interesting decision here to make. And with a minute 20, he's a smart ball player. That was bang, bang. You know, he had to give it a try. And I think it was the right call. I'm not going to get on the official for that one.
Smith with 18 points.
But Drew Smith, you know, you're just talking a senior that's been there for a while. And he's a difference, John. He's the difference in this game.
In this ball game,
he
is.
By a long shot.
He fills in all the boxes. Averages 3 steals a game, 5.5 assists.
I mean, he's he's had 23, 12, and 21 this year. So that works out to like 18, 6 a game.
Yeah.
He's already got it.
Yeah.
He's A.
Evansville's got a nice, got their point guard.
Marty Simmons.
I'm not surprised that he couldn't play somewhere else at 6'3", but it's going to be a great fit down there for Coach Simmons.
And he completes the conventional three-point play. And there's that full-court pressure being applied. Rutter has the ball. 33-22, biggest lead of the ball game for Wrights. Rutter and Green couldn't make the connection. There's another turnover.
That's 11 turnovers in the half now. Wrights has slowed down a little bit, and they have six. They had five in the first quarter, only one so far with a minute five to go.
Smith inside. Green got a hand on it. Hits the foul. That should be two on Green.
They called Rutter for that. It's two on him anyway.
So Smith done just about everything tonight.
Well, he's only missed one shot, and that was that three he just took a while ago.
Well, we can't be perfect, I guess.
Well, he's pretty darn close tonight.
Yeah, he's 5-5. Missed that one. 5-6 from the strike. Strzemski gets the rebound. Lead is 12. Biggest in the ball game. Jallo with it. Has a size advantage there. Takes it inside. Misses a shot. There's no way that McHugh's going to be able to guard him.
And again, this trip down man-to-man for Evansville Wrights with a 34-22 lead with 52 seconds to go in the half. Like I said, they're feeling pretty good about themselves right now. Who was that foul on, John?
That was on, well, I would have said McHugh.
Okay, I'm with you. We're kind of eyeballing this, folks. The referees are making quick signals as Musa Jallo cans another free throw.
They are indeed, and they're not posting it up on the scoreboard.
And the scoreboard's not getting it up there, so we think we're we have a total team fouls are right, so we're somewhere in the ballpark tonight.
Jallo tries to cut the lead to 10, and he does. Jallo 4-5 now from the stripe. Substitution coming in. Jallo will sit down. Smart move by Andy. Doesn't want him to get that third foul. Calvin comes in to play the last 52 seconds.
Yeah, what North needs to do, North needs to stop right now and then to come down and, you know, just try to hold on to the ball, maybe get one last shot and keep this at a 10-point margin is what I'm getting.
Long three by Ruckman out top. No good. Rebound comes down into the hands of Riley Green. Riley gives it to Lathune. Lathune will bring across. Cougars likely will hold it for one shot. Lathune out top. Cougars spread the floor. Boone with Springer on him.
23 seconds.
Now leads it for Green. Green now to Morgan. Morgan brings it back out top. Now he leads it for Calvin. I think they want Lathune to take that last shot. He's the best shooter on the floor. For the
7 seconds.
So it's going to be Lathune taking the last shot. Drives on Springer, stops, falls down. And Morgan with a long three. Misses it, and we have played 16 minutes. Cougars find themselves down 10, 34-24. Back after this two-minute timeout, you're listening to Bloomington North Cougar Basketball on WGCL. Back in the Cougar Den. Cougars with some work to do in the second half. They trail by 10 here at halftime. They trail by 3 at the end of the first quarter, 15-12. But bugaboo tonight for the Cougars. They have turned the ball over. They haven't shot the ball well from behind the arc. So one of the keys to this ball game would be how they would handle that 1-2-2 press. And to this point, they haven't done that great of a job. At the other end, they haven't been able to contain Drew Smith. Terry will tell you here in a minute what kind of a first half that young man had. He had a pretty good one. Halftime show brought to you by J&S Locksmith, proud sponsor of high school athletics. Stop by and see our friends Max and Jimmy, 508 West 17th Street, right here in Bloomington. Also by the Eye Center of Southern Indiana, truly changing lives with eye LASIK. Do not wait any longer. 334-1213 and by Keller Heating and Air, your local factory authorized carrier dealer serving Monroe County and the surrounding area since 1972. Online at kellerheating.com. Terry, one of the bad things about having a cell phone people can get in contact with you. Got a text from my daughter. Had to pick up a couple things on my way home tonight.
Well, of course you do.
Well, at least she knows where I am, so it's not like...
Yeah, she knows you're not out carousing somewhere. You're with me. You're with me.
Well, the Cougars, again, that first half had some bright moments, but, again, some of the things that on the defensive end, Drew Smith, they really didn't have an answer for him. Really struggled from three ball in. As I look down at my unofficial stats, I don't even see a three ball that we hit. And we didn't have a three ball connect in that first half. Cougars scored well from the charity stripe. Terry, I'll have more about that here momentarily. Been very impressed with Musa Jallo, the way he has played. He had a very impressive flush on that one. But he's got a couple of block shots. That one block shot, he went way high on the glass to trap it. And one thing, he got those 2 fouls in that first half. So that's something we'll have to watch that in the second half. Obviously, he will be, if he picks up that third, depending on when that is, that will obviously temper the aggressiveness a little bit.
No, it will, John. And, right now, again, you are correct. 0-for-8, the Cougars were in the first half on three balls. 9-for-22 total for 409%. 5-of-7 from the free throw line. There's just... rebounding the ball, the Cougars are doing a fine job. Well, Musa Jallo, who does have 2 fouls, we got to worry about him a little bit. But he had finished with 10 points in the first half. Malik Lafoon, again, kind of getting out of his. He was 3-for-4 from the field, 2-for-2 from the line for 8 points for Malik. 4 for Sean Rutter, had 2 in each quarter, and 2 points for Holden Jastrzemski. David Morgan did not score and started the ball game. Riley Freen was in, did not score. Logan Calvin and Liam Wilkerson all did not score. So that's your 24 points for Bloomington North. The difference, and the only reason this ball game is 34-24, is a young man by the name of Drew Smith, who has 20 points at the half. He is 7-for-8 from the field. 1-of-2 from three ball range, and the only shot he missed, obviously, was that three. And he is 5-of-6 from the free throw line. 20 points. 6 points for Jairus Friels, young man that has just been a load down low. 3-for-4 from the field for him, 6 points. 3 points apiece from Jared McHugh. Hitting the three ball, and also Blake Rudman, their other leading scorer, right at 20 a game, only with 3 points. And finally, Isaiah Dunham, who Elijah's brother, also had 2 points. That's all the scoring. Jonathan Springer and Elijah Dunham both played, which kind of gives you that seven-man rotation that Wrights has been working with most of the year. Wrights is on fire. They were 13-of-23 for the half, 5-65 from the field goal percentage, 3-of-9 from the three-ball range, which is usually their strong suit, but only 33% there, 5-of-6 from the line, all of them, by Drew Smith. And, Norris out-rebounding them 12-8 at this juncture. So, talking about things in the pregame, John, one thing we talked about was North needed to rebound. They have done a decent job of rebounding, got a couple of their own offensive rebounds, and doesn't have a lot to show for them being down 10. The other thing we may talk about is playing good defense. Well, when a team shoots 56% from the field, and a lot of them on layups by Drew Smith, you would think that they've not played that good a defense. What they have done is they've not played any good defense on Drew Smith, and that's because the young man's outstanding. He's driving the ball. He did hit 1-3, missed one. Driving the ball. I mean, he's got, I had him for 6 rebounds and a half, too. So he's just a Mr. Do-Everything. But if North doesn't find somehow to stop him, slow him down a little bit in the second half, this thing could really get out of hand. And the big thing that I harked on, turnovers. North has 11 at the half. Six, yes, 5 in the first quarter, 6 in the second, Evansville Wright's only had six turnovers. That's probably too many for them, but they had five in the very, very sloppy first quarter.
34-24, our score here at halftime. Updating some other scores on our commercial service scoreboard. Wilmington South, they were ahead 33-27 at the half over Decatur Central. And actually, that second half is underway, and the Panthers scored the first basket in the second half. They actually closed the first half. They were on a 10-0 run when they were up by 8, 35-27. Chance Goyle had 20 points in the first half in that one. Edgewood leading Bloomfield at the half, 33-26. Braden Patton has 10 points, got a final. Pike knocks off New Albany, 73-68. Indiana, close one tonight against East State. It's been in doubt the entire night. Indiana, I guess the only thing was in doubt was whether or not, or I guess how soon Indiana was going to reach 100 points.
Yeah.
I think they're going to, it was 97-60 at last report, so I think there's no doubt that they're going to get the... hit the century mark tonight.
Yeah, neither one of us were too worried about that one. Glad that Bloomington South riding the ship over there. It looks like good to see Chance Coyle really get off the snide if he had that many in the first half, because he's been, in my opinion, an enigma for South in the first part of the season.
I think so, for him, he's trying to do too much.
Yeah.
He's not letting the game come to him.
I mean, and it's last year he didn't have to do anything. He had a junior and four or five talented seniors that did a lot of the playing, and everything he gave them was gravy. And the kid's very talented. This year they're counting on him, and that may have weighed heavy on him. Like you said, he may be trying too hard. But, you know what you're going to get from Tucker Blackwell every night. Chance Coyle comes in and goes what you think you can get from Chance Coyle every night. As you guys saw last night, South's going to be a tough team to beat by the end of the year.
They are indeed.
They're young, but they've got some talent, and they've got some guys that will fight you.
The other guy I like, Hunter Lloyd.
I love him.
He's fantastic.
Yeah, he's going to be fine.
Well, it's side out for Wrights. They'll be going right to left on the radio dial here in the second half. Long three by Ruckman runs out. Chasing down the rebound is Sekou Jallo quickly in the front court. For the Cougars, Jallo still has it. Now leaves it for LaFoon. LaFoon with a three in the corner, no good. And chasing down a rebound is Ruckman. Ruckman waits for the... he does a little traffic directing and now gives it to Drew Smith. Smith gets the ball over to Elijah Dunham. Now to Ruckman. Ruckman leaves it for McHugh. And now Drew Smith will set up the offense. Now they got Jallo back on Smith. Probably a good move there. Bad pass inside. Rutter got into the passing lane, and now stolen depth. Stolen the other way by Ruckman. He hits the deck, and Rutter got him.
Sloppy, like the first quarter so far.
And I didn't know who got that foul. I think it might have been Crean. Definitely the player foul thing is not working tonight.
No, it's not. That would be Riley's second.
They have to bear with us in that department.
Yeah. Bloomington North is extremely happy that Blake Ruckman has not gotten off tonight.
Smith, nice move over Jallo. They got it. Nice turnaround by Smith.
John, Musa Jallo was all over him. He not only did a spin move and fell backwards, but just kept the ball away from him. Beautiful move by Drew Smith.
Maybe a little more aggressive had he not had two fouls.
Crean, yeah.
Three the other way, missed it, and guess who got the rebound? Drew Smith.
Hi, Drew Smith, of course.
Over to Ruckman. Ruckman sets up the offense. Looks down low for Friels. Instead, he finds Dunham. Dunham reverses it over the corner to McHugh. He skies to get that ball. Now they go down to Friels.
Good play.
Crean got a hand on it. Rutter comes at it with it. Rutter takes it inside. Nice pass to Jallo. He lost the handle on McKinley. Well, Smith had actually knocked it out of his hands. Cougars overtain possession. Rutter with a 10-footer, no good. And Friels hauling down a rebound. Here come the Wrights. Panthers. Ruckman, three on the way. Got it.
Oops.
Don't want to let that guy get hot. He's got one three, and now he's got two in a ball game. He's got 6 points on the two threes.
Good timeout.
I'm Andy Hudson. We'll break for a half minute. You're listening to Cougar Basketball on WGCL. Back in the Cougar Den, Andy Hodson's first or worst fears are being realized here. Wright's coming out on a 5-0 run to open the second half. Build that lead to 17, 39 to 22. He had to call a timeout just to get the troops settled down.
No, it was a great timeout by Andy. I mean, this is a game that this being 15, and if they go to that full court trap or
could be
turn,
25.
You were reading my mind. In a minute, we could be down 25.
Green with it. Leaves it for Jallo. Jallo's got to get going here offensively, and they got a foul. That one is on Smith.
This young man's fun to watch, I'll tell you what.
Sure is.
If he was just having his normal game, North would be in it.
They throw it into Jallo, and they couldn't handle it. Friels. Somebody got a hand on it at the other way, and then Rudder got a hand on it, knocked it out of bounds, but Wrights will retain possession. You can see down at the other end, it's kind of shielded a little bit. He got a hand on that ball. The other end kept Jallo from getting it. I think it may have been Drew Smith.
wouldn't surprise me.
Dunham throws it in, gets it in to Ruckman. Ruckman out top. Now dribbles left. Now leaves it for Smith. Jallo out on him. Smith leads it over to Ruckman. He'll take another three. Feeling it.
Uh-oh.
Ruckman now. He's got nine. Watch out. Jallo the other way. It's 42 to 24. 18-point biggest lead. Jallo took it inside. Fields. Was there to contest that shot. Ball out of bounds. Last touched by a Cougar. 18-point lead for Wrights. They have the basketball, looking to extend on that. Drew Smith, explosive first half. Brings it across the timeline, sets up the offense. Cougar staying in the man-to-man. Now we're to Ruckman. Ruckman driving on Redder, now stops, back out top to Smith. Fields posting up inside. Smith has the ball. Still dribbling. Stops, leaves it now to, we got a 3 seconds. Fields. Well, Fields was posting up. He was wanting the ball. And then when they weren't throwing it inside to him, he got a little disinterested there momentarily, and he was lost his concentration at the 3 second call.
Here they go.
There's that full court pressure. Now we got a foul. Reach in. It's going to be on the cue. I got him for two.
Well, they're probably, North was lucky there was a foul called right there because they were about to lose the ball and possibly just get a layup scored against them. When Evansville Wrights, anytime they want to dial the pressure up full court, North has got to get the ball in and make a quick pass. You can't get the ball and pass and be double teamed and hold on to it. These guys are way too aggressive.
Bethune, double team.
As I said.
And we got a foul. No, did we get a timeout? No, we got a 5 second call. That's what we got.
Fourth turnover already this quarter.
Again, he killed his dribble and he was double teamed in the corner.
Not even halfway through the quarter.
42-24, 4:42 remaining here in the third quarter. Ruckman gives the ball over to Dunham. Elijah Dunham with the ball. Rudder on him. Nice defensive play by Rudder, knocking the ball out of his hands.
Rudder's a nice little player.
Yes,
I'd like to see him look for his shot a little bit more. He is, he's taken one jump shot. He did miss one three in the first quarter, but he's just not, he just doesn't look to shoot. And if he's as good a shooter as Andy was telling Joe in the pregame show, that young man needs to go ahead and let a few fly.
Well, the official's doing a little housekeeping there on the floor. A little perspiration needs to be wiped up. Tonight's broadcast of basketball on WGCL. One of your sponsors, Advanced Auto Care. For routine maintenance and repairs on your car, see Andy and the installation experts. Advanced Auto Care, 1077 Air Drive. Call them 330-1620. Action has resumed. Drew Smith with the basketball. Drives on Jallo. Stops. Head fake. Now stops. And nice play defensively by Crean. Got a hand on it. Knocked it out of bounds. Actually, that was Wilkerson.
Nice defense by Wilkerson. It's one of those things where the ball's going over your head and you don't look at it and watch it. You run to it. And he made a very nice play and tipped the ball out of bounds. Almost able to save it.
Drive it inside. Nice move. Missed shot. That was
Isaiah
Dunham checked back in. Ball loose on the floor. McHugh lost it. And who's got it? Still diving for it. And we got a first down.
Musa Jallo out of bounds.
Out of bounds. Knights with the basketball. But well, I tell you what, Cougars were hustling on that play.
Yeah, they were. They're you know, they're not giving up. But they've got to get a dent in this lead and another timeout, John.
We'll break for a half minute. You're listening to Cougar basketball on WGCL. Back at Cougar Den. I heard Andy say on the pregame show about Evansville Rights. Are they, is their ranking, they're number four in the state. Is that ranking, is that due to this year's ball club, or do you factor in what they did last year? Probably somewhere in the middle. But this team's pretty good.
I'll tell you what. Yeah, this is not the juggernaut of last year, and you can't be when you lose four starters and who knows, maybe a couple other seniors that were integral parts, but I see enough out here right now. Three or four of these guys I know played last year, and this is a good ball club. And defensively, they get after you. It's very odd to see somebody with a zone get after you like they get after you. And these guys do, man. They apply the pressure.
Ball inside to Smith. Takes it against two guys. Lost the handle. LaFoon tracked the ball down, but he couldn't save it from going out of bounds.
Drew Knights. Smith cannot just drive around Musa Jallo. And that's why that he started on him to start the ball game.
Yeah, he's been a little quiet here of late. Now, yes. I say that. He's going to go off for about 8 points here. It's a matter of about 35 seconds.
So far, Blake Ruckman's taken over. The Cougars have been outscored 8-0 to start the second half. And it's been Ruckman with two threes.
Over the basketball now is Elijah Dunham. Dunham with Rutter on him, and Rutter a little too close. He commits the personal foul.
I've got him for three.
What I have him for. The
okay,
team,
well,
the PA guy here doesn't say. What
he
doesn't
even say how many fouls is on him, and
so we're on our own. We're on our own.
You know
guy.
You know what? We can handle it. Like I said,
you have to be versatile. After. You have to be adaptive. That's what it is. You have to be adaptive. Go with the flow, as they say.
Well, guys our age, sometimes that's hard to do, but I think we're doing a pretty good job so far.
I would agree.
It's a quick-paced game. I like it.
42-24. Cougars have yet to score here in the second half. Dunham throws it in to Ruckman. Ruckman out high. Over to Isaiah Dunham. Now to Jonathan Springer has checked into the game. Isaiah Dunham, no, that's Elijah. Shot. Morgan got a hand on it, but he got into the body. Morgan with his first foul. At the stripe, Dunham. Dunham 50% thereabouts from the line. Southpaw puts it up and got it at the bottom of the net. His first points of the game.
Like I said, he's a, you know, he's a well-built, player. Well-built young man. Good athlete.
Might be a football player playing basketball.
Well, I don't know, but he plays it well.
Hitting the deck is Jallo. He's going to take a second to collect himself there as he collided with Jonathan Springer.
Yeah, Springer. Yeah. Springer just, well, I tell you what he did. He just ran up his back and got tangled in his legs, and they both went down.
Jallo took the worst of that.
Oh, yes, he did.
And again, they're going to have to do a little housekeeping out there on the floor.
He's shaking elbows and knees. And I'll tell you what, John, I mean, like I said, we were talking earlier, this, you know, this Musa Jallo was impressive enough last year as a freshman. But he, you know, I just flat say it, he knows he's the man right now. And he does not mind going after it. And he needs to be a little bit more assertive right now. If North is to hope to get into this ball game, being down 44-24 with 3:29 to go in the third.
Yeah, again, Cougars have not scored here in the second half.
Yet.
And we have 3:29 remaining. We played, what, 4 minutes and 31 seconds.
Very good.
Those math skills, I still have them.
Oh, you had to find Lawrence County upbringing.
I have
you
a lot of skills that have faded away, but that's one of them that has stayed with me. Don't ask me why. All right, to get it over, they break the press. Wilkerson gets it inside to Jallo. Jallo now drives back.
Oh,
and
my.
Got a foul. You know, the other thing I like about Jallo is he can put the ball on the floor.
Yeah.
Very good at that.
And right now North doesn't want Musa to be out shooting threes and jump shots, but he was capable around the elbow last year, free throw line, and he will have to at some point do some of that.
Jallo foul on Smith.
But that up and under, that step through move he just made a minute ago, and a jump stop, I mean, it's pretty to watch. I wish we could adequately describe to you what he did, but he just dribbled around underneath the basket, came to the other side, reversed, and just went right back where he was, stopped, jumped underneath the guy and laid it in. They called a foul on the ground, on the floor, instead of shooting. And this guy's, I love watching him.
Foul was on Drew Smith, his third.
Thank you.
Jallo missed it. Short. 67% free throw shooter at game time. 4 of 6.
Getting close.
Oh,
he missed them both.
That's unfortunate. Rebound pulled down by Elijah Dunham. Dunham with the ball. Sets up the offense. Wright spreading the floor here. 3:03 to go in the third quarter. They lead by 20.
Oh, nice
Malik
deal.
Mathun picked his pocket. Picks it strong to the hoop. Got it. Yes. Mathun now in double figures. He has 10. And Elijah Dunham got his pocket picked. Drew Smith will set up the offense for the Wright Panthers. Jallo on him. Smith pulls up. Three on the way.
Oh, my.
Nothing but the bottom of the net. Mr. Smooth. That's the second three of the night. It's over 20 points on the game.
Take it.
And now we got a travel call on Jastrzemski. He kind of has a head to shot.
Yeah, he
wanted to take it.
Well, Holden right now is 1 for 4. Shooting for the day, 0 for 3 from three ball range, and I think he's just a little gun shy. I want him to shoot that ball too right there. Just go ahead and shoot it. Sorry, John.
That's all right. 47-26, biggest lead of the game, 21 points. Ruckman. Cougars have only scored 2 points in the quarter. And Ruckman inside. Nice move to the basket by Ruckman. He's now got 11.
Yeah,
double figures.
That's a strong move to the hoop right there.
Pulling up Mathun. Nice little runner there. The answer, 49-28. That was the third quarter in this ball game a year ago when it got out of hand, right? So hit 13 of 14 in the quarter a year ago. I don't think they've hit quite that proficient in this particular quarter, but
5 for 7.
They play pretty good. Yeah.
They're 5 for 7.
It's pretty hard to better 13 of 14 unless you go 14 of 14.
Absolutely.
Smith outside, now they'll resume the offense, gives it over to Ruckman. Ruckman back to Springer, way out high. Wilkerson on him, looking for a cutter to the basket as they have spread the floor. Smith goes one-on-one with Jallo, takes it inside, shot missed. And Morgan tracking down the rebound, did a nice job of putting the ball behind his back, then he threw it away. Now, nice play by Jallo to get it back to Morgan, and what do we got? We got a foul. That's a nice play there by Morgan to keep the ball alive. And Jallo did a great job after Morgan lost it momentarily at keeping it alive.
Well, that's another foul on Springer. I've got him for 2.
We got McHugh coming in, and Drew Smith takes his first break of the night.
I'll tell you what, let him rest. I tell you what, John, that's the first time he's came out, and he's tired. That man's worked hard today.
He's done a lot.
I like him.
Yeah, he's played at both ends of the court
tonight. Oh, yes, he has. Absolutely. He's got 25 points. Got him for 7 rebounds. He only missed 2 shots.
2 or 3 steals?
Yeah, several steals. Several pickpocket steals.
The only thing he hasn't done is block a shot, I don't believe.
Yeah, I don't think he's done that either.
Still got another quarter to go. And we got, traveling on Morgan out top.
7th turnover in this quarter alone. That would be 18 for the game.
And that's not good.
No.
They had 27 in this game a year ago. I didn't think they would approach that number, but
they've got a chance.
They do indeed. 49-28, 1:11 remaining here in the quarter. Third quarter has not been kind in this game a year ago, and not again here tonight. Ruckman across the timeline. Again, Wrights will spread the floor. Elijah Dunham gives it now over to Springer. Springer gives it back to Ruckman out high. Nothing on him. Ruckman, Wrights in no hurry to score. Now we're at 45 seconds. They may elect to hold it for the final shot unless they just have a wide open layup. And Ruckman hits the deck, lost the ball. Coming out of there, Wilkerson takes it inside. Shot missed. That was a nice move to the basket by Wilkerson.
Yeah, he's going to get two shots out of this. Another Springer.
That's his third. Somebody needs to tell the PA guy here, he needs to say how many fouls it is on somebody.
We know some people. We'll take care of that. Or try.
We just won't say.
Come on,
who,
Liam.
We won't say who recommended that they do it. Now check it out. Isaiah Dunham sits down. He's played well off
yeah,
the bench.
Yeah, he's for a sophomore. He's going to be a good one. He's going to be a good one for Wrights coming up.
Well, this will be Wilkerson's first free throws, I believe, of the year.
I would say without looking. And I've got them right in front of me, but since you said that, I believe you're right. And
got it. Bottom of the net. Came in averaging 2.5 points a game in limited action. Sophomore, one of several sophomores on this ball club.
And he's got a good bunch coming back next year.
And he hit both of them. Lead cut to 19, 49-30. Biggest lead again has been 21. And we're at the half minute mark.
Smith back in.
Remaining. Smith back in. Now he leaves it over for Elijah Dunham. Dunham leaves it for Ruckman. Ruckman. It's either going to be he or Smith taking that last shot.
I would think so.
$10.
I would agree.
Elijah Dunham dribbles out top. Calvin on him. And now leaves it for Smith. Got a head fake there. Got Jallo off his feet. Smith with about a 9-foot jump shot. Knocks it in. Lead back up to 21, and that's the end of the third quarter. 51-30, our score. Back in the fourth quarter after this one-minute timeout. Cougar basketball on WGCL. Back in the Cougar Den, John Callahan, Terry Stoltz, Andre Seeker, high atop One City Center at the controls tonight. Boy, this weather, fantastic. They had, I saw there was some Santa run earlier today. I, of course, didn't take part in that, but
of course not.
Looks like some folks were having a good time earlier today. Well, who'd have thought we'd had temperatures, what we do now this late in December? Not going to argue with it.
No,
it'd be nice
sir.
To see that continue for the next 3 or 4 months, but I don't think that's going to happen. Riley Queen has checked back in. He'll throw it in. Side out. Cougars left to right on the radio dials. We get the fourth quarter underway. Jallo out top. Looks like a 2-3 zone. Took a big jump. I think he got away with a step there. That's all right. Jallo with a basket. 51-32. In the biggest lead, 21. They've had that on a couple of occasions. Wrights. Elijah Dunham leads it for Ruckman. Ruckman in the corner to McHugh is checked back in. Actually, they have their starting five in. Now foul on Wilkerson as Elijah Dunham was making his move to the basket. Rudder checks back in. Drew Smith will throw it in under the right basket. And he gets it in to Elijah Dunham. Now back quickly to Smith. Smith hit fakes on Jallo. Did he draw a foul? No, but he
oh my
shot.
Gosh.
What a great move by Smith. Tried to draw. He got Jallo off his feet, but I guess give Jallo a lot of credit as he managed not to foul the guy. And what do we got? We have an official's timeout.
Jairus Friel kind of slipped in the lane. I think turned an ankle or something. You know, I've been noticing a lot of players around the free throw line on this end where we're stationed, John, slipping.
Well, they've done some housekeeping there off and on tonight, cleaning up a little perspiration. But now Reels goes to the sidelines. Cougars have it out. Green gets it in to LaFoon. LaFoon is double teamed. He's got to get rid of it. Finds Calvin.
Nice job by Malik LaFoon looking for an open man on that press.
Jallo just inside the three line. Good. Musajello. He's got 5 2-point baskets here tonight. He's got 4 free throws. He's got 14 in the ball game.
Yes, sir.
53-34, 6:57 remaining in the fourth quarter. Smith out high. Leaves it for Ruthman. Ruthman leaves it now for Elijah Dunham. Dunham doesn't score a lot, but boy, he has his hands on the basketball a lot. Good ball handler. Smith pulls up from three. Missed it. And Lafitte has the rebound, and I think Smith fouled it. Yep. And I've got Smith for 4.
I do, too.
Strimsky coming back in. Logan Calvin will sit down. Food 2-2 from the stripe. Came in 86% shooter at game time. He has struggled on other facets of his offense, but the free throw line, no struggles there at all.
No.
And he remains perfect on the night. Again, he was 12 of 12 last night, so he's at least, he's hit 15 in a row at the very least.
Yes.
A string going over 2 games.
Oh, there you did it.
Well.
Nope.
No, I did not. Good for me. 53-36. Lafoon in double figures tonight. He's got 14. Long three by Ruthman. Short. Rebound. Oh, nice job of saving it was Elijah Dunham as his brother Isaiah initially had it. Elijah saved it, kept it alive. Ball still in the possession of Wrights. Driving to the hoop. We've got a travel call on Isaiah Dunham.
That's the 13th turnover for Evansville Wrights tonight as we have a timeout.
We do indeed. We'll break for a half minute. You're listening to Cougar Basketball on WGCL. 53-36, 6:13 remaining in regulation. JD lost tonight, Cougars. 75-59 was the final there. Last we heard, South was leading Decatur Central, Edgewood, over Bloomfield.
I got a final. Bloomfield, 57.
Oh, man.
Edgewood, 47.
Are you serious?
Bloomfield with a 20-3 fourth quarter turnaround.
Wow.
And that's by Mr. Jim Gordillo of the HT. Thanks, Jim, on Twitter.
Yeah, Dave McHurin, man, he'll be chewing on that one.
Yeah, South's up 68-47 right now with a minute and a half left.
Well, at 20 points in the first half on that one. Basketball in the hands of the Cougars. The other way, Rutter. And he's walking with a basketball. Well, he couldn't decide. He was kind of covered up. He probably should have taken. It's easy for me to sit up here and say that. He probably should have gone ahead and taken up the shot. But he thought maybe Lafoon had a better one, so he kind of hesitated. He traveled.
He hesitates. Just shoot the ball, maybe get a foul. Get fouled and go to the line for 2.
McHugh with it, takes it inside, and Riley Green doing a good job at getting a hand on it, knocking it out of bounds. That'll go into the books as a block shot.
Well, I mean, he had to because he drove right around him and went in again, which has happened a couple of times tonight, and it was nice recovery by Riley to get the block.
Now we got a foul. Looks like they're going to get Isaiah Dunham. Legal screen.
I only got him for 1, and he's pretty
good.
But
now physical. I actually got him for 2.
Do you? Okay.
So,
well, I'll correct that.
For all I know, he's got 4.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't.
Have to check the paper tomorrow. Lafoon, nice move to the basket. Got it. He's had a good ball game here tonight.
Yes, he has.
Getting out of his shooting slump. I believe he's got 16 now in the ball game. Drew Smith with it. He's been quiet here of late. Ruckman, a long 3. Got it. That guy, you cannot leave him open. Absolutely cannot. He's got 4 threes in the game. 14 in the ball game. Now we got an official's timeout.
Dunham threw Riley Green to the floor. Isaiah, number 5. As he picks up a couple of quick ones.
He's got at least 3.
Yeah. We got I
heard somebody else over here. He's got 4, actually.
Well, that doesn't surprise me.
Green, 100% on the season from the stripe.
Those guys don't know what they're talking about. He might not have 4.
Maybe he's got 6.
Bloomington South as he hits the first. Bloomington South final, 76-49 over Decatur Central.
All right.
That away, Riley.
on our commercial service scoreboard. 76-49, did you say?
76-49.
All right, Green, first points of the ball game. Remains perfect on the year at the strike. And got that one to go as well. 56-40, the lead cut to 16. Drew Smith with it. He'll bring it across the fine line. Jallo picked his pocket. Well, knocked it out of his hands. Now back to Jallo. Oh, man. Boy, you hate to see that. You hate to see a guy. He went up to slam it. Elijah Dunham, I mean, that wasn't a bad play on his part. No, he was just trying to keep him from scoring. But, boy, when you have a guy like that, when you're coming down, you don't have your hands out in front of you to break your fall. And, unfortunately, Jallo really hit the deck hard. It looks like he's up and moving around, so that's good. But he is tough. And again, there's no ill will on the part of Elijah Dunham.
Well, they're discussing it might be. I don't know if they're going to. We'll see. They're talking. The officials are.
And now the officials are talking to Dunham.
Yeah.
Well, of course, he's going to say, well, I wouldn't find it.
Two shots.
Jallo, 67% on the year at the strike. He's missed his last two. Got that one to go down. Back to 15, the lead, right?
Hey, John, it's 5:20. There is plenty of time in this ball game.
No doubt.
For Bloomington North, as they've outscored. You know, they're getting to the free throw line. This may keep us here a lot longer, but.
Got it.
It's it, too.
And we might see a little full court pressure, and
well,
from
North,
the
they're going to have to.
And they got the ball in the hands of Smith. LaFoot went for the ball. They got a foul.
The Rice fans are
obviously
a little.
Been, how many fouls? Made? Well, that's one.
We only have four. Bloomington North only has four. Now that's the fifth foul in this half. So
well, if you look at how many fouls they called on the guests,
I know
they're
little
a
Bronx,
bonus.
Little Bronx,
little
cheer.
Bronx cheer,
and I don't blame them.
There was a nice play by Jallo diving on the court, trying to get into the passing lane, and they say last touch by Elijah Dunham. I tell you, Jallo really getting some hustle points on that one, man. He didn't even hesitate to dive on the floor. And I guess he was able to get the ball to go off of Elijah Dunham. Now the official talking to some of the Cougar. I guess it's just chatting with those Cougar fans over there.
Counting with a couple of the fans over there.
As they have, I tell you what, those guys got a lot of work over there cleaning up the floor tonight with the towels, getting that perspiration cleaned up. But you like to see that when you got guys diving all over the place.
It's so warm outside. They do not have air conditioning on in here, obviously. It's December. And the kids are sweating like crazy. And we just had two or three guys on the floor over there. So it's no doubt that they will have to do a little housekeeping.
Well, they have done that here tonight.
Bloomfield with a 20-3 run.
Wow, I was looking at that game and it was 33-26. Bloomfield's ranked. They got a good
they're number
club.
Two.
Yeah. So I guess they showed why they're number two. Letter with it. Takes it inside, uncontested, put it in.
And a nice move by Sean Rutter.
He's got six, and the lead cuts to 12.
Down to 12.
Like to Dunham across the timeline. Cougars waking up here in the fourth quarter. Dunham. He'll leave it for Springer. Now back to Ruckman. They got to stay on him. Now Jallo's got him on the switch. Maybe they have him now on him full time. With the ball, Springer back right in the hands of Ruckman. Ruckman drives to the hoop, leads it over to Springer. Three on the way.
Oh, it's a dagger.
Yeah, you know, that didn't have, that ball had like zero rotation on it. Zero.
It did kind of float up there like a knuckleball, didn't it?
It did indeed. We have a timeout on the floor. We'll keep it right here. Right timeout.
Yeah, John, this game's kind of...
The ebb and flow of it?
The ebb and flow's been good. It's kind of... It's just like you and I discussed before the game started. Everything is... We look like geniuses. Everything's pretty much came the way we said it was going to come. And North having 19 turnovers... Has been a huge downfall. I think the one thing I didn't see Drew Smith going crazy for 29 points at this
either.
Juncture.
No.
But, you know, the kid's good.
Well, yeah, he's earned every point he has tonight.
He has played a beautiful ball game. No problem there. But, you know, turnovers, you know, the rebounding's just about evened out. North, the other thing, North is just not shooting the ball well at all. I mean, they were only 11 of 27 at the end of the third quarter. I mean,
wow,
that's pretty paltry, and that's, you know, at 40, just over 40%, that's not going to win you too many ball games.
When on a night when you're committing 19 turnovers.
Well, 19 turnovers, shooting 40%, and Evansville Wrights is shooting 59% at the end of the third quarter, 593.
Reels has checked back into the ball game. Jallo. They're back in that 1-2-2 press. Jallo leaves it for Lathune. Lathune into Jastrzemski. Puts up a shot.
Out of way.
By golly, G. Smith has just fouled out of the game. It's a 4:19 mark of the fourth quarter. I've got him for five.
Well, that's what I have him
for. That's what I got him for.
They're bringing him out.
He's coming out.
No.
I've got him for five. Yep. Jastrzemski hit it.
That away, hold it.
Well, I
don't think it
four.
Is.
I guess we'll have to take one away from him.
I think our counterpart's had him for five, too, but that's all right. We don't know because
we'll
nobody's
telling
us.
We'll compare notes at the end of the game.
Yeah. Good job holding Jastrzemski.
Knocking him down. He's only a 20% free throw shooter coming in tonight. He's 2-for-2 there, so that number's going to go up. And the lead cut back to 13, 59-46, 4:19 to go. There's the home run pass. And Lathune got a hand on it. Jallo ends up with a trying to hit Smith with a home run ball. 3-for-3, no good. Skying for it was Jastrzemski, no good. Lathune back up, no. Rebound, pop four. Who comes out of there with it? It is Drew Smith, and he is fouled in the backcourt. Cougars had some opportunities inside. Cougars
yeah, they
saying,
did.
Man, we got a lot of, got some hands on us. How come there wasn't a foul call? Foul was on Cream. I got him with three.
I do, too.
Elijah Dunham, a guy who's only scored 2 points, I've said his name a ton in this game. And he gets it in to Drew Smith. Now Elijah Dunham, he's played a good game both ends of the court. Green gets into the passing lane, and Isaiah Dunham, and now Green fouls him on the reach. Reach in from behind. Green now with four fouls.
Now we got a 1-1 finally for Wrights.
And Isaiah Dunham on the year, a 33% free throw shooter. Calvin sits down, runner back in. I think if Isaiah Dunham hits the second free throw attempt here, they're going to go back to that full court press.
I
saw Drew Smith looking over to Coach Adams and saying, is that what you want? And I think that's what he wanted.
Would not blame him.
This guy's a 33% free throw shooter, so let's see what happens. And he missed it. Jallo with a rebound. Jallo up court, gives it to Wilkerson, who's in. Rudder with it, now over to Jastrzemski.
He can't dribble.
Jastrzemski, three on the way. Wilkerson knocking down a three. He's got five, and the lead back to 10. We cut to 10, 59-49, 3:35 to go. That was a nice looking shot by Wilkerson. Elijah Dunham dribbling a lot out front. Takes it, no. And now they've got a charging foul on Christian. That was Jastrzemski. He got into the lane.
Oh, no. Yeah, great job.
So Dunham got into two.
Well, I got him with four, so we're way off there.
So maybe three.
It doesn't matter.
The average. All right, I'll go ahead and go with four.
Okay, I got you.
I just added a couple.
All right, but good play by Holden Jastrzemski sneaking in the lane. You know, Dunham made a nice fake like he was going to throw the ball in the corner, cut right for the basket. Holden was waiting on him. Good call by the referee. They didn't miss that one.
Yeah, they were going to hit.
Charge all the way.
Yeah, Springer was in the corner. He had an open look. Three-ball attempt.
Also, the fifth turnover in this quarter for Wrights is that's an offensive charging call.
59-49. Cougars can cut it to single digits for the first time in a long while. They trailed by as many as 21. Bad pass by Rudder. And now we got a foul on LeFou. Ruckman doing a great job of getting in the passing lane. And two fouls on LeFou. He's not in trouble at all. Ruckman hasn't been there tonight, but he's an 80% shooter on the year, 1-1. And he had to go back and shoot it behind the three ball line.
Yeah, no kidding.
He's awesome there.
Oh,
short.
He missed it.
Gallo with the rebound. Gallo brings it across the timeline. Takes it inside all the way. Missed it. Tips it back up. No good. Got his own rebound back up and in. Musa Gallo, couple of offensive rebounds on that possession. And now it's an 8-point lead. 59-48 for Rice. Ruckman taps the other way. Takes it all the way. Shot up and good. Ruckman doing a good job of answering for the Rice Panthers. 61-51. Gallo double team, still moving with the ball. Stops, and they want a travel call. Nope, they're going to get a foul on a Rice player. Rice fans thought he traveled with it. I think that was, I don't know who that foul was on.
Well, like said 21, and he's not,
yeah, he's
the ball
not in
game.
The game. So it's kind of hard to commit a foul when you're sitting on the bench.
Well, normally.
That's the way I understand it. I don't understand a lot of things correctly, but that's one I think safe to say that's true.
I think you're pretty clear.
61-51. And now we got a foul in the backcourt. No, what a 5-second call. 5-second call. Boy, turnovers starting to add up here for Rice in the fourth quarter. No, it's a foul.
They called a foul on Isaiah Dunham, a blocking foul.
Well, I got him with 5.
I do, too.
So I think he's now McHugh, who they said committed a foul on the here just a short while ago, and now he's checking in. So somebody has to inbound the ball here, fellas.
Player.
They can't hit, the referee
no
can't throw
throws.
It in.
There's no free throws on that foul.
All right, Rutter's going to throw it in. 61-51, 2:43 remaining. Rutter gets it in. 3 on the way by Wilkerson. Rims out. Skrimski went for the rebound, but Elijah Dunham came down with the ball. Now they get the ball in the hands of Green Smith. Down here to McHugh. McHugh with it. Back to Ruckman. Ruckman now they'll go ahead and reset the offense. Running a little clock here. Elijah Dunham, nice pass to McHugh. McHugh in off the glass, no good. Got his own rebound, takes it back up. Now that's got to be a jump ball, and it is. Yeah, he jumped up there, and good job there by a Cougar defender. I think that was Jastrzemski, got a hand. But possession arrow is pointing in the way of Wright, so retain possession. Smith gets it into McHugh. Now to Springer, they go down low to Smith. Smith is fouled by Gallo. Yeah, he got a lot of the ball, but he also got into the body. And Smith, who went crazy. First three quarters, been a little quiet here since then, but he's going to the stripe. Hadn't been there for a while.
He's got 9 points in this half. Yeah, it's been a while. He's 5 for 6 from the line.
And looking 6 for 7. Good-looking ball player.
And that's 30 points, John. I didn't see that. Didn't see that coming. And Musa Gallo just getting his third foul. Good
Smith
job,
both.
Smith. And that's great for him after getting 2 in the first quarter or right before the end of the half to not get any more.
3 on the way. Wilkerson got it. All right. Hey, what? Wilkerson lighted it up now. He's got 8. We got timeout on the floor. We'll break for a half minute. You're listening to Cougar Basketball on WGCL. Wilmington South Panthers with a big win tonight over Decatur Central. Coming up the tough loss last night up at Southport. Edgewood lost a tough one tonight. They were up by 7 at the half. They end up getting beat by Bloomfield. Bloomfield went on a 20-3 run. Oh, that's a tough one.
Wow, I know. Appreciate all of the men, John Blau tonight and Jim Gordillo, for the HT taking care of us. Of course, Andy Graham is here doing the game with us, covering it for the paper.
What other score to pass? Oh, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, with it resplendent with his St. Louis Cardinal baseball cap.
One other score to pass along. Pike knocks off New Albany tonight. That dandy game. It's up in Indy.
Yeah.
73-68. Elijah Dunham will inbound the basketball. 2:18 remaining. Cougars have cut it to single digits for the first time in a long time. Being pressure in the backcourt by the Cougars. Dunham with it, and they threw it away. Wilkerson got a hand on it.
Well, somebody got a hand on it. That ball went straight out of bounds. It wasn't like he tried to wrap around and curl somebody in the corner. I think it's a good call.
I'm not sure I've seen that. The official had to go all the way underneath the stands. He had to go chase it down.
I think it may have hit a cheerleader and rolled over there.
You don't have a ball boy over there to go chase that down. It's not like tennis.
That's right.
Or in baseball, we got to chase it down those style balls. Runner by Dunham missed it. Elijah Dunham. Runner with a rebound. He still has it. Takes it. Taking a three on the way by Jastrzemski. Way short. Jello, though, with a rebound. Clean it up with the trash. Got it. Nice offensive rebound. Second chance points there for the Cougars. 63-56. Lead down to 7. And Runner, he could not chase it out of bounds. Well, I tell you, the Cougars have turned it up defensively here the last couple of minutes. They have cut it to lead down to 7.
Yeah, and John, they've only committed 2 turnovers in this fourth quarter.
Well, Smith, a little trouble getting it in.
There's Jastrzemski another turnover
stole it.
For Wright.
Jello with it, taking it. Nice pass off to Rutter. Rutter with a little runner, and he couldn't get it to go in. But LeFoon! LeFoon coming in on the left side, tips it in. And now we've got ourselves a ball game here. 63-58, lead to 5, minute 32 to go here in the fourth quarter. Drew Smith with it. He'll take it inside, put it up off the glass, got it. Rutter couldn't foul it, he had to let it go.
Well, guess what? Drew Smith just said, I think we need a basket here. I'll take this.
All right, LeFoon answers the other way with about an 8-foot runner. Lead cut again to 5. 65-60, 1:13 to go here in the fourth quarter. Full court pressure. And Dunham doing a smart thing there. He had to just bounce it off of Jello so to avoid the 5-second call. And now Coach Adams chatting with one of the officials. Adams a little hot. He's a little hot there.
Things are getting a little rough.
It's the holiday season, man. How about goodwill toward man?
Well, right now there's not much goodwill down there as Bloomington North has cut the one-time 21-point lead down to 5 with a minute 10 to go.
Tonight's broadcast of high school basketball on WGCL brought to you by the good folks at Smithville. Smithville Security has new low-cost energy management equipment that allows you to manage your lights, thermostat, and more over a monitored security system. For a safe and efficient home or office, schedule a free on-site assessment, 812-876-2211. Also by the People's State Bank, local bank helping individuals, families, and businesses for over 100 years. A bank that truly cares about people. It's right in the name, the People's State Bank. They also brought you during the football season. It's the officials. And in the basketball season, they sponsor who the whistle tutors are. We're glad to have them as a sponsor. 65-60, 1:10 remaining here in regulation. Blake Ruckman with the ball. And foul is called on LeFoon. I got him with 3, so he's still okay. Ruckman back to the stripe. Missed his only opportunity there. That was the front end of a 1-1.
Yeah, it's kind of surprising. He's a pretty, pretty good free throw shooter. Got that one.
Tried to jinx him there, didn't work. Calvin checks out. Back in comes Liam Wilkerson. Boy, he's got a great job off the bench. 8 points, got a couple of 3 balls, 2 free throws.
Yeah.
Rutter coming back in. Violet Green will sit down. He'll give him a 7-point lead if he can hit this free throw. And he does. 67-60, 1:04 to go here in the fourth quarter. Cougars cut it to 5, the lead back now to 7, in favor of Wrights. Jello with it, stops, got to get rid of it, forces a shot, and he got it to roll in. Boy, nice shooter there by Jello, and again, he was kind of in no man's land, and the count was probably at 4 seconds when he took that shot.
Good point, John.
Drew Smith out top, 67-62. 41 seconds remaining in regulation. Smith with it. Wide
beautiful
open
pass.
Boy, getting behind the defenders is Elijah Dunham. He's got 4. Lead back up to 7, and we're at 30 seconds. LaFoon takes it all the way. Then they're going to call it for traveling. Getting a hand in there was Ruckman. 69-62, 26 seconds remaining. Riley Green coming back in. Wilkerson will sit down. Wilkerson coming out. Calvin coming back in, and Rudder will sit down. Elijah Dunham. He'll throw it in. Probably his most important inbound play of the night. And he got it in to Smith.
Yeah, he got it into the right guy.
He sure did. Jastrzemski checking in, and now we got a foul. Hand check in the backcourt on Jastrzemski. Smith at the line tonight. He only missed one. And he got it. And now, Wright's now hitting their free throws. Now he got defense for offense. Green and Calvin checking out. Jastrzemski coming back in. Wilkerson back in. We can't say enough about the play of Liam Wilkerson tonight off the bench.
Yeah. And
Smith got that second free throw to roll in. 9-point lead. We're at 20 seconds. Jallo across the timeline, dribbles to left side, takes all the way to the hoop, put it up off the glass, no good. Elijah Dunham with a rebound, that's going to do it. 10 seconds, Smith with it, gets it over to McHugh. McHugh, and he's fouled by LaFoon. It's 7.7 showing on the clock. But you know, I'll tell you what, even though they're going to lose tonight, you got to give a lot of credit to the Cougars the way they fought back here in the fourth quarter. Boy, when they were down by 21 points, it didn't look so good.
No, John, they did not give up at all. Just took better care of the ball. I think as Springer hits the free throw. Oh, that's McHugh, you're right. And I think, to be honest with you, Wright's went away from the way it was playing. They took the pressure off on defense as he hits his second. And that's,
Well, Jallo takes it. Nope. It'll be Rudder with a three. Missed it. Rebound. Jallo couldn't get it. It was Ruckman ends up with the ball. Final rebound of the game. Final score 73-62. Wrights with the win here on the Tom McKinney Court. We'll continue with more after a 2-minute break. You're listening to Bloomington North Cougar Basketball on WGCL.